Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As most of us know, it can be difficult to get an appointment for a routine doctor's visit. And when you finally get one, you can end up in the waiting room for a long, long time. Finally, you might get all of 9 or 10 minutes, maybe 15 if you're lucky, with your way too busy doc.
So one doctor in Marblehead is trying something new. He's charging a flat monthly fee for basic primary care. The new model is called Direct Primary Care. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a closer look.
For 10 years, Jeff Gold showed up to a job he wanted to love, being a family doctor.
I was busy as a bee and saw my, 20 patients a day.
Rushing from one patient to the next, on the phone with insurers who wouldn't approve prescriptions, filling out paperwork that did not seem relevant to his patients, the 39-year-old Gold kept asking himself, is this what I signed up for?
I thought I was going to help everybody and spend time with everybody, and it's impossible to do.
So Gold quit, wrote a business plan to be a doctor who does not take insurance, hired one staff member, a nurse, and borrowed almost $400,000 to outfit a two-exam room office in Marblehead.
But what side's bothering you more?
This side, by
far. All right, let me look at the good side first. And then...
Now, Gold offers patients one-hour, same-day appointments and no wait. He's available 24/7 in person, at the office, at the patient's home, via text, email, or Skype. This is not concierge medicine, where patients typically pay to join a small practice in addition to their copays or coinsurance. Gold charges a flat fee on a sliding scale, with children and young adults on the low end.
For 21 and under, it's $30 a month. 21 to 30 is $50 a month.
All the way up to $125 a month for adults over age 65.
And it's solely based on age.
For that fee, a patient gets 12 visits a year. Anything more is a $20 to $25 charge. Gold takes care of anything considered primary care. If you need a few stitches, that's included. If you slice through a major blood vessel or muscle, you'll still have to see a surgeon and still need health insurance to pay for the surgeon. Gold has 300 patients so far. He says he needs 750 to make money. So who would pay an extra $75 a month or so for care that's already covered by insurance?
I'm willing to try. See what happens.
Steve Bird, a 59-year-old commercial fisherman from Marblehead, has an earache. He saw Gold at the doctor's former practice and walked into the new office today to check it out. Right away, says Bird, it felt different.
180 degrees different. I can see the doctor when I want to see the doctor. Not when the doctor wants to see me.
And Bird might save money. He has health insurance, but his plan includes a $2,000 deductible, which Bird has not met. So at a regular doctor's office, he'd pay the total cost, $200 to $300 for today's visit, and the procedure to clear wax out of his ear. But under Gold's direct primary care plan, this visit is covered under the flat monthly fee.
In the long run, once you contour your insurance, I don't think it'll be any higher than what it is right now. It won't be the copays and the big deductible for most stuff. So,
but is this model, direct primary care, just a different way of paying a doctor, or is it a new form of insurance? The state's Division of Insurance is reviewing that question. If state regulators decide Gold offers a form of insurance, then he and other doctors who open similar practices would be regulated like insurance companies and would need large cash reserves. Many doctors share Gold's frustration with the 10 to 15-minute appointments and would be happy to drop from 2,500 patients to about 750 as Gold plans. But that worries Dr. Michael Hochman, who studies changes in primary care at UCLA.
We already have a shortage of primary care clinicians. It's possible that if too many patients get into systems like this, it could exacerbate the primary care shortage.
Gold's response is succinct.
Don't blame the victim.
Under the current system, Gold says, primary care doctors are burnt out, changing specialties and retiring early. Direct primary care, he argues, lets doctors give patients better care.
I really think it can fix this whole system.
Gold opened for business in February. He hopes to at least break even by next year. Gold is one of many pioneers in a world that is changing as patients and their providers look for better and cheaper ways to deliver care.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger reporting there on direct primary care, a new model for basic primary care.